Palestinian militants fired rockets and mortars at Israel from Gaza, testing a shaky ceasefire. One rocket slammed into a kibbutz collective farm near a kindergarten, but failed to explode. The attacks topped the agenda at Israel's weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said at the end of fighting in Gaza 2 weeks ago, Israel had warned that if Palestinian shooting resumes, there would be disproportionate retaliation. We will not reveal when, where, or how we will respond, he said, but we will respond. Sporadic Palestinian rocket, mortar, and shooting attacks have violated the Gaza ceasefire during the past week, and Israel has responded with airstrikes. The Islamic militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza, has not claimed responsibility for the attacks, but has not condemned them either. Hamas spokesman Ayman Taha said Israel wants a ceasefire for free, but it would have to pay a price, namely opening border crossings and lifting the crippling blockade on Gaza. Israel says that will not happen until Hamas releases a captive Israeli soldier held in Gaza for 2.5 years. Egypt is trying to hammer out a long-term ceasefire acceptable to both sides. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.